Daf is Daf Lamed Aleph. We got to the very top. And the Gemara says, "Bo Bayom, Darash Rabbi Yehoshua ben Hyrcanus Shelo Avid Iyov Vechulei." He wasn't serving Meir, rather Me'ava. I think that was his drasha, and that was against Rabbi Yochanan Dakai, who said there's going to be someone in the future who's going to darshan. He did it Meir, but it turns out that he actually darshaned that Iyov served Hashem Me'ava. So the Gemara says now, "Vilech say hi, I lo, I Lamed Aleph Ksiv." Lahu ubilamid vav ksiv lahu. What's going on? I think it's going on in a different drasha, actually. Let's see. So adayin shakal. Let's look at that mishnah. It's talking about where it's really still a suffix. How he served. It's going on in the previous case. The pasuk says heinaktileni lo ayachel v'adayin hadavar shakal lo. So when you read that pasuk alone, that he, how do we touch this again? Back in the Mishnah, Daf Chaf Zayin Mabez, the Mishnah says that if he will kill me, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu will kill me, I'm not going to separate from him, I'm going to still be Metzapelo. If he kills me, Lo Ayachel, I'm not going to be Mechal him. So, Lo Ayachel, is it Lo Lamed Aleph, I will not? Or is it Lo Tim, I will desecrate him? So Gemara says it's still Davar Shakal. They're not sure how to read that pasuk until we have a pasuk later on that says he's not going to separate from Hashem even if Hashem takes his life away. So Gemara says, what's the suffix? Whether lo is with the vav or lo is with an aleph? The Gemara says, lech say hi lo, ibalamid aleph ksiv lohu, ibalamid vav ksiv lohu. So just look how it's written in the scrolls that we have.
Ayachel means what?
I thought that to be mechalel. That's what I thought lashon of.
Recall when I was learning, I was learning that I heard it was like to yearn towards, like pine towards.
They'd say mitzapeh. That's how the mishnah ani mitzapeh. What's the root of the ayachel though? How does that interpret to mitzapeh? But that's how they're interpreting it also.
So then the Lamed Vav is a good thing, because the Lamed Vav is to him a yearn,
uh-huh.
As opposed to the Lamed, and the Lamed Aleph would be, I would not yearn.
Okay. Fine. So the Gemara says, so what's the suffix? Just open up Sefer Iyov and see how it's written, with the Lamed Vav or with the Lamed Aleph. Gemara says, V'chol heicha d'chsiv b'lamed aleph, lohu. Is it really true whenever it's written Lamed Aleph, it really means no? El miyat, if that's the case, the pasuk that says, V'chol tarasem lotzar, so the pasuk that says here in Yeshaya, "Bechol tzarasim, with all your pains, lo tzar, you will not be in pain with all that tzar." So there, it's written lamed aleph, but it's understood to be lamed vav. It seems. Right, Kadosh Baruch Hu is not going to be in tzar with them. If that's how it should be meant, that Hashem will be Lamed Aleph, won't be with them. That the Malach will save them, meaning Hashem won't turn away from the Tsar. He'll recognize the Tsar and save them. So even though the word says Lamed Aleph, it's really understood to be Lamed Vav, that Hashem will be with you with the Tsar and will save us. It could be interpreted both ways, depending on the context. So that's why it's an open question. In a chanami, it's written ye of lamed aleph, but still there are two ways to interpret it. Tani, the Gemara quotes a brisa that Rabbi Meir Omer nemar yirei elokim biyov v'nemar yirei elokim bavram. Ma yirei elokim hamur bavram me'ava af yirei elokim hamur biyov me'ava. So just like Hashem, even though it says yirei, rather just like by Avram, even though it says yirei elokim, it means me'ava. So too the yirei elokim with regards to Iyov also. Now, by the way, I may have mentioned this a few days ago, but there is a parallel between Iyov and Avram. There's a very strong parallel between the two of them. The Satan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was praising how great Iyov was, and the Satan was saying he couldn't be as great as Avram. So Satan said, let me test Iyov. Let's see if he can pass on the test like Avram did. So there's this parallel that exists. So Gemara wants to know, how do you know that Avram gufa mi nalan? How do you know he himself, when it says Yireh Lekim, how do you know he really served Hashem me'ava? Because the pasuk says, Zer Avram ohavai. The pasuk tells us. Pasuk Yishai tells us that it was Zer Avram Me'avai. He served him through Ava. So Ma'ika, so they're just like Avram served Me'ava, so too Iyov served Me'ava. So Ma'ika Beinose Me'ava Lose Me'ira. What's the difference how a person serves, whether it's coming out of fear or whether it's coming out of Ava? What's the big deal? So the Gemara says, Ikaha, the following is the nafka mina. The Tani Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Gadol ha'osa me'ava, yosem min osa me'ira. The person who serves Hashem through Ava is greater than the one who serves Hashem mi'ira. Shezet toli le'elav dor, v'zet toli le'alfayim dor. That when it comes to serving Hashem mi'ira, it lasts for 1,000 generations. That's quite a long time. But as opposed to Ava, it lasts for 2,000 generations. So they see that there's greater schar me'ava. That's what many say, that mitzvah aseh is greater than mitzvah los aseh. Doing a positive commandment is greater than not doing a los aseh. As the Ramban tells us, that mitzvah aseh are connected to ava, and mitzvah los aseh are connected to yira. So it's greater to do a mitzvah than to avoid doing an aveira. At the same time, the consequences are different. When a person is mevatel aseh, it's not as bad as when a person does do a los aseh. But in terms of the reward, there's greater reward doing a mitzvah aseh me'ava. So the Gemara says, how do we know this to be true? That Ava is 2,000 generations, and when it comes to a year, it's only 1,000 generations. Ksiv la'afayim la'avai, u'lishomer mitzvosai. So there's going to be 2,000 la'afayim, to those who I love. V'hasam ksiv u'lishomer mitzvosav le'lavdor. So from the other pasuk, it's referring to those who the other shomer mitzvos, who's only going to get 1,000 generations, must be those who are not doing me'ava, rather those who do from yira. But wait a second. That very pasuk that says Elav Dor, it also says, the Gemara asks, Hasam Nami Ksiv Lo'avav U'Lashomer Mitzosav Le'Elav Dor. If you read the whole pasuk, it says the ones who love and the ones who keep the mitzvahs get 1,000. So it turns out that there's a stira. One pasuk says that you get 2,000 generations of schar for the ones who do Ava, and the other one says 1,000 generations for the one who does Mi'ava. So the Gemara says, Hai L'Disamichle V'Hai L'Disamichle. Meaning, the pasuk says la paim lohave. It says those two words next to each other. So all of ava is going on the la paim. The other pasuk says lo avav ulishomrav mitzosav le'elvdor. The shomrav is next to the word elvdor. The ava is separate from it. So that's why darshan the pasukim, that one who serves me'ava is getting 2,000 generations of schar, and the one who's being shomer, which is lashon of yira, is doing only getting 1,000 generations. The lashon of shomer and zachar, just to mention this now, in the shomer v'zachar we say the b'dibur echad, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said both words and the Aseres HaDibros at the very same time. So shomer represents the los aseis, as the Gemara tells us. The los aseis is shomer, the lashon miyira, and the zachar represents the mitzvah aseh, kiddush and stuff. And also at nighttime, we say nighttime is connected to shomer, daytime is connected to zachar. Nighttime is always connected to the darkness, the los aseis, the shomer, and the daytime is connected to the ava, the zachar, the mitzvah aseh. That also we have the same connection, Nekeva. Nekeva is usually against the Los Aseh, that whole category, and Zachar is correspondent of the Mitzvah Aseh. That's why at nighttime on Shabbos we say Vinuchu Va in Shemone Esrei, Va with the Hey. During the daytime we say Vinuchu Va with the Vav, because daytime is Zachar, it's male, it's the Mitzvah Aseh, it's the Ava, and nighttime is all the negative, the Yira, the Shomer, and the Nekeva. Not that Nekevas are negative, but they represent things that are more passive, like Los Aseh. Okay, the Gemara now says the last few lines of the Perek. Hanu tre tamide dehava yosei kame de Rava. There are two students who are sitting in front of Rava. Chad Amar, one of them says, Amar lei akrin b'chalmai. He says that I had, they read the pasuk in my dream, Ma rav tuvecha asher tzafanta lirecha. So what great is the good that you hid, that you stored away, how great is the goodness that you stored away for those who fear you? V'chad amar lei akrin b'chalmai. The other one says, I experienced a different pasuk in my dream. It says, V'yismichu kol chosei vach li'olam yiranenu v'yaltzu b'cha o'avei shemecha. That rejoice, all those who are chas on you forever will sing and rejoice with those who love your name. Okay, so that's a different pesukim. They were a much different level than we had, different types of dreams than we have. They saw pesukim. So Amar Lahu, so Rava says, Tervayichu rabbanan tzadiki gemuri. Both of you are tremendous tzadikim, and mar mi'ava, and mar mi'ira, both wonderful things. Sounds like they're an equal playing field, that whether you serve Hashem through yira, whether you serve Hashem through ava, they're both wonderful ways to serve Hashem, and they're both tzadikim gemuri. Hajnalach kishem shemaim. Okay. What's this Tosos here? We don't have this in our Tosos. Gadol hosa me'ava. Oh, we did. That was earlier. Right. Okay, let's go weiter. The Mishnah tells us. Misha kinel ishto. Back to Sota. It's been a while. We got to Sota sigis now. Misha kinel ishto. A husband who gives his wife a kinoi. Vinistara, and she ends up being Nistar with a particular individual. Afilu shama me'of haparech, even if they hear from a bird flying over, that she was nistera, the loch is yote riten ksuba divrei Rabbi Eliezer. They goes out and give it ksuba. Says Rashi. Rashi says, Afilu shama me'of haparech shenistera, the bird chirps and somehow, and they understood that she was nistera with this man who she was warned against, yote viten ksuva. Rabbi Eliezer letame damer beper kama, all the way back in Bezim Abbez, he held. Stira loboy edus, you don't require testimony, it's enough for anyone, vafilu eved, vafilu shivcha, nemonim, tainunamik ofa parech, anything, an animal could be trusted. The iskish letuma, the kula mihamneba, everyone's agreed, everyone's believed with regards to tuma. Hilkach nesar alav, she becomes asher tim, im einarote lashkosa yotzi vitein ksuba. So that was the question. What do you mean? Why the divorcing her, giving her the ksuba, don't you have to go through the process of the sota? So Rashi tells us, in a situation where the husband does not want her, make her drink the sota, so then he divorces her and gives her the ksuba. But if he wants to make her drink, say nechanami, he can make her drink. That's all according to Rabbi Eliezer. Comes along with Yeshua Omer, ad she yisu vitnu ba mozos bilavana. What's this referring to? So Rashi says, Rabbi Yeshua Omer, ad she yisu vitnu ba mozos bilavana. Kolomar mishum stira shein ba shtei edim, since a stira does not have two edim, eino neseret halav, she does not become aser. The fact that a of parech said something, that doesn't make her aser. Rabbi Shua tame, Rabbi Shua also goes according to his reasoning. The amar mashkal pishayim, you need two people to force her to drink. Two edim. Miu kishi yisuv yinu mozos belavana beprutzosa. When she's busy doing business and gossiping by the moonlight. So beprutzosa, mechur adavar, it's very disgusting and ugly. The Tetze says she should get divorced. The Ha Afilu Maya Sulabat Gilek the Tani Baber Perakama the Torah He Velo Shiyus of Yinu Lo Be Moses Belavana. What he explains is that if she's busy doing this pritus, what she should be doing, hanging out late at nights, gossiping and watching people walk through the streets, so the water's not going to check anymore because she's doing things that she shouldn't be doing, and you should divorce her.
Talking about that the people who are doing that who do this in the street are talking about her, or talking about this is what she had done, her action.
You're right. So it's referring to people in the street are discussing what pretus that she has done. The fact that this is so known, right, you're right. The fact that this is so known to the people that everyone's talking, discussing what this lady has done, so then that's a point where those are grounds for divorcing her. But before that point, you can't divorce her. So again, Rabbi Yezer says, what are grounds to divorce her? He says that if even an of parech says that she was nistera, that gives him the room, the permission to go ahead and make her drink or divorce her. And Yeshua says, no, it's not until everyone's discussing what she had done. That gives her grounds to divorce. Now, this is going to be connected, it should be connected to the discussion, the last mission in Gittin, Beishami Beisilo, what are considered grounds to divorce someone. Hillel says, even if she burns the food, that's a grounds for it. And Rabbi Beishami says, only if there's Mamish Erva going on. It sounds like the machlokas here, even though the simple reading of the Mishnah talks about what's considered grounds for divorce. Rashi connects this already to their general understanding of what is mechayev them in stir, what's mechayev them in being mashke. So these seem to be connected. I'm not sure why the Gemara, I don't remember the Gemara will, connect this to Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, though. It seems like it should connect. No? I wonder if they do connect this. No. Okay. Seems like there should be some connection. The Mishnah continues to say, now, Amar Eid Echad Ani Reisiya Shinitmes. If one Eid says, I saw that she was Tame, Lo Haisa Shosa, she doesn't drink. Remember, the only time we make her drink is if there's no witnesses anywhere that she did anything. The only witnesses we have that she was Nistira, that she was in Stira, that's when we make her drink. But the moment there's someone, even though it's only an Eid Echad, that says she was Tame, she doesn't drink. V'lo od, the Mishnah says, not only that, ela afilu eved, v'afilu shivcha, hare ilu nemanim, af the posim iksuvasa. These individuals are believed to say she was tameh, not only to prevent her from drinking the meisota, that she's not allowed to drink the meisota because she's already tameh, but they could also make her lose the ksuba. Now, even though normally you need two edim when it comes to dinim amunas, they're believed with regards to this halacha to exempt the pasler, disqualify her from collecting on her ksuba. Rashi just explained, look at Rashi, lo hayisa shosa. When there's one aid, afilu eved, afilu shivcha, Rashi says, the aid echa neman ba, the one aid is believed that she was tamei, va'af, le'afsida ksubasa, even though, even to disqualify her from collecting on her ksuba. How do we know this? He says the shiraglan ladavar. There's a lot of indications that she went. The husband warned her, and then there was one aid that says she was a tamei. We're going to learn the psukim how we know that even though Eidacha does not believe with regards to Mamonos, with regards to this halacha, she is believed, or he is believed rather, to pasul her from the psukim. Then the Mishnah says, let's say a chamoso bas chamoso. Let's say her mother-in-law and the daughter of her mother-in-law, in other words, her sister-in-law. Or let's say Tarasa, let's say she's married with another woman, she is one of two wives to the husband. So the Tarasa, co-wife. Oh, there we go, back to Yivamos days, the co-wife. The Yivamta would be her
sister-in-law
through her husband's brother's wife, right? Okay. And Bas Bala and her stepdaughter, her husband's daughter. Hare Elu Nemanos, even these individuals who you'd imagine have out to get her, don't have the best relationships, even they're believed to say, Velo Leposa Miksuvasa Ela Lashalotishta. They're believed, but there's a limitation to what they're believed in saying. If they say any of these individuals, again, she does not Lachara have a good relationship with, they're believed to say that she was Tameh, but they can't cause her to lose the Ksuba, they can only prevent her from drinking, then we're going to assume that she's Tameh. Right, Rashi just explains this, that Hare Elu Nemanos, this is around 10 lines up from the bottom, La'edazu, that these individuals are believed to testify against her, Sheha Torah, Hemina, La'ed Kol Edus, Sheheshba, that we believe individuals, even a single individual believe with regards to Edus, Mihu Lo V'lefosla Muksubasa, not to lose her Ksuba, Hol V'sonososa, since they hate her, Ela Shalotisha, they only believed to prevent her from drinking, but not to have her disqualified from collecting the Ksuba.
So they can make her usher to the... they can make her usher to her husband, but it would have to be after there was a kinyan. So there was like a river glam dub.
Right, exactly.
Can't stop.
Right. Okay, then the Mishnah says, Shaya Bedin, it would have been logical to say, Ma im edus rishona, she'eno sarta iser olam, edim is kayem es bepachas mishnayim. Everybody agrees, back in the Mishnah, everyone agrees that the kinyan requires two edim. At least in the Mishnah, right? Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua both agree. The only machlokas was, what caused you to be mashke? How much do you need for the stira? Rabbi Elazar held you need one for the stira, and Rabbi Yeshua requires two. But for the initial warning, everyone agrees you need two for the warning. So the Gemara makes the Kavachomer, the Mishnah rather makes the Kavachomer. Ma im edis rishona, the first edis, which is going, wait, is it going on the stira? I'm sorry. Rishona here refers to the stira. The initial stira is not going to be an Isser Olam, it's going to only be temporary until she drinks. So Ma Edis Rishona She'ein Osarta Isser Olam, it won't be forever. Einam is Kayam Es Bepachas Mishnayim. This Stira will not work less than two, according to Rabbi Yeshua, at least. Edis Achrona, the Edis that says she was Tameh, She'osarta Isser Olam, that will create an Isser forever. Eino Din Shalotis Kayam Bepachas Mishnayim. So shouldn't you require, according to Rabbi Yeshua, two Edim to be Metameh her, to Aser her forever? Tamalomer, the Mishnah tells us, V'eid ein ba. There is no aid. Kol she'edus she'esh ba, kol edus she'esh ba. As long as no aidus. But if there's some level of aidus, a pasuk, it's a gzeres hakasev. The Kavachomer makes sense that there should really be two people to make her iser olam, that she was tameh. Because the pasuk says, if there's no aid, that's when we say she drinks. But if there is even one aid, then we will believe that she's tameh, then there's no drinking. So it's a gzeres hakasev that we trust one aid. So now the Gemara says, if that's the case, let's draw Kavachomer Leidus Harishona Ma'ata. We should say, Ma'im Eidus Ha'achrona. If the last Eidus, which is the Eidus of Tumah, that we say even one Eid is believed to say that she was Tameh, show Sarta Isser Olam, the Mishnah says in the top of Laman Alpha and Beis, that the Eid Echad will be Metameh her Aser forever. Ha'reim is Kayem is Beid Echad, it works with just one Eid. So then it should be that the Eidus Harishona, the first Eidus, which is the Stira, She'ein osar to Isser Olam, it's not going to be a permanent Isser. It's only going to be Aser until she drinks and she's innocent. Eino din she'tiskayim be'ed echad, it should also be only with one aid. So Tama Lomer, the Gemara quotes from the Pasuk, the Mishnah quotes from the Pasuk, Kimata Evas Davar, when you find the Davar Avar, Evas Davar, Vulhalan Huomer al Pishnaim Edim, and another Pasuk says, to Edim, Yokum Davar. So the word Davar Davar, Malahalan al Pishnaim, just like with regards to Mamunus, you require two Edim. Afkam Pishnaim, so to hear in the context of Stira, the Ervas Davar, you also require two Edim. So the Gzeres HaKasevs, and you can't draw Kavachomers when the Kavachomer, anybody can make their own Kavachomer as long as there's no Pircha. But a Kavachomer cannot go up against the Pasuk. So since one Gzeres HaKasev tells us that one Eid is believed through the Tumah, And another pasuk tells us that two edim are believed for the stira, so then there's no talking about kal v'chomers anymore. And that's the explanation of Rabbi Yeshua's position. Then the Mishnah concludes the last few lines here. Eid omer nitmeis, veid omer lo nitmeis. There's a machlokas. One witness says she was tamei, the other witness says no, she was not tamei. Let's say isha omeris nitmeis, isha omeris lo nitmeis. One woman says she was tamei, the other woman says she was not tamei. Haisa shosa, she would drink then. Why would she drink? So Rashi says it's a suffix. No different than when there are two Edom. If two Edom say that she was Nistera, we still don't know what happened. So she drinks. Here too, also. One says she was Tame, one says she wasn't Tame, so it's still a case of a suffix. We make her drink. But let's say the case is Echad Omer Nitmeis Vishayim Omer Lo Nitmeis. One says she was Tame, but two says she wasn't Tame, so two are going to override the one. You see how he says Shosa still? Right, because two say she wasn't Tame. So she's still Batar Stira. They say there was Stira, but no Tuma. So we kind of completely knock out the one who says Tame. So it's the same case as before. But let's say Shtaim Omer Nidnes. Two said she was Tame. Ve'echad Omer Lo Nidnes. There was no Tuma. There was just Stira. And then in that final case, Lo Haisa Shosa, because the two Eidim who says she was Tame are going to override the one Eid who says she was not Tame. And since we assume she's Tame, there's no drinking of the waters. So those are all the permutations.
All these cases of Eidim are machishos are talking about after there was stira. There was kinoi and then there was stira.
Yeah, I think so. I think it's during the stira was there also tuma. Okay, the Gemara now says, "Hi Talmud Lomar, ki matzah b'davar erva. Talmud Lomar ba below kinoi ba below stira mi barlei." So what's going on here? Right, the fact that you require two edim for the stira, it's learned from ki matzah ba erva davar. Is that the really source? It's learned that from the word ba. Ba v'lo b'kinoi, ba v'lo b'stira mi baile. Because we said aid ain ba means that there was no aid, but if there were to be an aid by tuma, one aid would be believed. But then the pasuk says ba only with regards to tuma is one aid believed. Only ba. But with regards to kinoi, with regards to stira, you require two edim. So it's really embedded in that pasuk of the kinoi, of the edim ba, it's embedded within there the requirement of two edim for kinoi and stira. And it's not learned from the pasuk of ki mata ba eras davar. Gemara says, hachanami kamar. That's exactly what the mission meant to say. Tamalomer ba, ba blava kinoi, ba blava stira. That's exactly what the source was. Vituma. Be'alma below kinoi below stira de lo mehemin eid achav minalam. How do I know in general? We believe only in eid achav with regards to tuma only here in this case when the context of a kinoi. Then we believed in eid to say that she was tame. How do we know in general? Let's say there's no kinoi. A man just sees a woman and says that she was tame. How do we know? We do not believe this one eid. In general, again, no pre-existing kinoi. How do we know that they're not believed? And that's what the Mishnah meant to say, because Nemar Kan Davar, it says by Ervas Davar, and Nemar Lahalan Davar by Mamon, Ma Lahalan Mishnah Edim, just like two Edim are needed for Mamon, Afkan Mishnah Edim, so too two Edim are needed for Erva in general. This particular case is Eid Ein Ba. Okay. Then the Gemara says, enjoy. Then the Gemara says, Eid Omer Nitmeis. So let's say one Eid said she was Tameh. So, and the other Eid says she was not Tameh. So we said that she drinks, because it's still a suffix. The whole point of a drinking of the mesote is to be mevarer, to clarify what exactly happened. So there's a suffix, whether she was tame or not tame, so you make her drink. So the Gemara says, taima de kamachish le, that's only because another aid said that she was not tame. Behalo kamachish le eid echa memen. What the implication is, let's say one aid comes along and says she was tame, and there's no one going against that aid. It sounds like that one aid would say she wouldn't drink. We would trust in Eid Echad for be mitame. How do I know this to be true? The Tanur Banan ve'Eid Ein Ba. This is going back to the drasha we learned all the way in the beginning of the Masechta. Very confusing drasha. Eid Ein Ba. There is no aid, and when there's no aid, that's when we make her drink. B'shnayim akas of medaber. It's referring to new. There were not two Eidim. Eid Ein Ba. Eid is a unit. There is no group of Eidim. There are not two Eidim there. That's when we make her drink. But if there was, even if there's only one aid, we still make her drink, as long as they're not two Eidim. So the Gemara says, Ato, Omer B'Shaim, you say that the Eid means two, O Ein El Be'Echad, means maybe there wasn't even one Echad, one Eid Echad, but maybe if there were to be one Eid Echad, we would not make her drink. Tamilomar Lo Yokum Eid Echad Bish, Mimash V'Shenemar Lo Yokum Eid, Ein Yodeshu Echad, we saw this again in the beginning of the Sechta, that there is not Eid Echad. We know what Eid means one. Why does it say Eid Echad? Just say Eid. Why is Eid Echad? Matamalomar Echad. Zeb Banaav. This is tell us this is the rule. Komakum Shinemar Eid. Hare Kan Shnaim. Whenever you use the word Eid, it means two Eidim. It always means two Eidim. Aj Yifra Lacha Kasav Echad. Until the pasuk specifies this case is Eid Echad. This particular appearance of the word Eid, this one means Echad. But does it, if it doesn't say Echad, it means Eid. Eid refers to two people. So now we go back to read the pasuk, and the way they read it is, Vam Rachman, and Hashem explained, the Torah explained, Trei lesba el echad. There was not two, but there was only one. So if there's one aid, so then we would believe that one aid, and she would not drink. That's the complicated drush we have from this pasuk. Vehilo nispasa, asura. Right, if she wasn't forced into this, she wasn't grabbed, then she would be usher. So this is the drasha that one aid, an aid echad, is believed that she was tame. Again, this is a repeat from the beginning, Bezam and Bez. Bezam and Aleph going on to Bezam and Bez. The Gemara says now, since we believe one aid to say that she was tame, idach hechi matzi machishlei. So how could the other aid go against? Right? The Torah tells us we've established that with regards to Sota, if there is kinoi, husband warns the wife and there's the context of kinoi. And then she goes off with another man and an aide witnesses what goes on. The aide says she was tame. We believe this one aide. So the Torah gives this aide a full aidus. So if he has full aidus, he has the strength of two aidim now in essence. How could the Mishnah say if there's one aide who says that she wasn't tame, that one aid can't go against this bigger aid, even though it's one versus one. But the aid echad that says she was tame was given the power of two. So one can't go up against two. So if one aid says she's tame, she shouldn't drink. V'ha amar Ula, doesn't Ula say, kol makom shehem min haTorah aid echad harei kan shnayim? Whenever the Torah, again, a few exceptions where the Torah believes one aid, whenever those exceptions exist, that the Torah trusts one aid, we view them as the strength of two. So now they're reviewing this Eid Echad that says she was Tamei as the power of two. V'ein, the Gemara continues, V'ein Dvarv Shel Echad V'makom Shayim. So there's one Eid who said that she was not Tamei. The Gemara, the Pesukim never give her the Koach to be believed. So that one Eid Echad who says she was not Tamei cannot go up against now this unit of two, reviewing them as two, who says that she was Tamei. You hear the question? So how could the Mishnah say that one Eid says Tamei, one Eid says not Tamei, you make her drink? We trust the one aid that says she was tamet as two, and she should not be drinking. In light of this, Ela Amar Ula, therefore Ula changes the gears of the mission and says, Tani, it should really say lo hayasa shosa. When one aid says she was tamet, and the other aid says she wasn't tamet, we trust the aid echad that she was tamet. We view that aid echad as two aidim, and it should really say she does not drink. V'chein Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, lo hayasa shosa. He also paskens she wouldn't drink. Comes on Rabbi Chia Amar, hayasa shosa, incorrect. Rabbi Chia says that she would drink. Ask the mother, Rabbi Chia kasha to Ula. But and then problem is Ula's question. Ula says whenever the Torah believes one aid, that aid has a koach of two. So since the Torah believes aid echad that she was tame, this aid echad has a koach of two. So how could the one aid who says she wasn't tame go up against the aid that says she was tame? So the Gemara answers, look kasha, it's not a problem. Kan v'asachas kan mezerchazeh. It depends. Depends on what's going on here. Meaning, when they come at the different time, so first one Eid Echad says, I saw that she was Tameh. The Beis Din, you know, cross-examines her, asks all the questions, and says, okay, we believe her. They file it away as Tameh with a koach of two Eidim. Then after that happens, then this other Eid Echad says, oh, she wasn't Tameh. That one Eid cannot fight up against now what's been established as two Eidim. That's where we say she doesn't drink. But in a case where they come at the same time, two Eidim come to the case, Harry and Aaron come along and say, one says Tame, one says not Tame, you against each other. So then we have not established that he's trusted yet. We not filed him away as a koach of 2 years. You guys fired out. We cross-examined both of you. We started asking all these questions. And then we could say you guys actually canceled each other out, and we're still going to view the case as being a suffix, and then we would make a drink. So bebas achas, it's one versus one. Bezeach hazeh, when the eidachad who says tamei comes first, and it's filed away as tamei, then we view that as two, and the later eidachad to say that she was not tamei can't go up against the one that already had been filed away that she is tamei. That's how we get out of the question according to Rabbi Chiya. The Gemara now says, Tanan, quotes from the Mishnah, eight Omer Nitmes, one eight that she says she was Tameh, Vishnaim Omer Lo Nitmes, and two say she was not Tameh, Haisa Shosa, she drinks. Ha, but the implication of this line is, Ha, Chad V'chad Lo Haisa Shosa. If it's one against one, one says Nitmes, and one says Lo Nitmes, sounds like maybe that case she wouldn't drink. Tiyufta der Bechia. So that's a Tiyufta der Bechia. So Bechia said one versus one would drink, and this implication says one versus one would not drink. And the Gemara explains, no, Amar Lechei Bechia. Bechia says, according to your very Svara, Eim a Seifa, look at the Seifa. The Seifa says, Shnaim Omrim Nitmes, two says she was Tamei, Echad Omer Lo Nitmes, one says she was not Tamei. In that case, when two says she's Tamei, we trust the two over the one, we say, Lo Aisa Shosei, we would drink. Are we going to make the conclusion that Ha, chad v'chad, ha'isa shosa, but one versus one, it would be shosa? That goes against the previous discussion. I mean, we have two cases, 2-1, 2-1. Let's say it easier. Two say tame in this case, and two say tahor in this case. So in this tame case, we say there's no drinking. When two say tahor, we make her drink. But what about the one versus one? Both of them are going to make an implication about one versus one. But they're going to be opposite directions. The one who says two tame, we say there's no drinking. One versus one would say there is drinking. There is drinking would be the conclusion. And from this one, we say two who say tower, which would mean we make a drink. The conclusion would be one versus one, we would not make a drink. So when you infer, the same thing will result in two different conclusions. So you have the same problem, Rabbi Chiya says. You can't make any implications from our Mishnah. So the Gemara therefore says, Ella kula b'psula edus. Rabbi Nechemi takes a completely different understanding of the Mishnah. The whole Mishnah is referring to psule edus and Rabbi Nechemi. What's going on here? So the Gemara quotes the opinion, the Braisa, the Tani, Rabbi Nechemi Omer, kol makom she'amina Torah eid echad, halach achar rov deos. Whenever the Torah believes one eid, we always follow the amount, the quantity of the people, the eidim that are there. V'asu shtai shnei nashim ki ish echad, ki shnei nashim bi ish echad. Okay, what's going on here? So the Gemara says, now the Rashi says, you see Rashi three lines up from the bottom here? Rashi says, kol malkum shehemina Torah v'chule. Hotiyasa le'edo zeh michlal kol edios shebetorah. This idea of trusting one aid is removed from the idea of the general halachas of edos. When it comes to edos, normal edos, you need two people, you mean two men, two men that keep the Torah. You need all the different qualifications. Once the Torah made an exception that we're believing one aid, now we are not bound by any of the restrictions normal aid this is bound by. So once you've removed an aid echad, we're trusting aid echad, it doesn't have to not fall into the rules of all the other halachas of aidus. And therefore, Rashi concludes, Lefikach psulin v'ksheirim shavim bel. A person who's normally pasul, perhaps a gambler, perhaps a anisha, perhaps an eved, or just as equal as a person who's kasher, so you try to line up. You say, 10 people say this way, and 7 people say this way, so I don't care who's on which side, what the qualifications and the standards that they are, we line up, it's all about quantity, and it's the vote that counts. How does this help us out at all here? So I think all he's saying is that don't make any conclusions here. Don't make any inferences from 2 versus 1 and 1 versus 2 at all. It all comes down to, we're just lining up how many people there are. And therefore what? I'm trying to figure this how this fits in. Ah. Okay. The idea of Ula, that Ula said before, that one, whenever the Torah believes Eid Echad, he's believed Kishnaim, that is in a situation where there's Kasher Eidos. We're dealing with psuleidus. That klal of ula doesn't apply anymore. A pasul, an eid echad, that's a pasul aid. Although we trust him with regards to these dinim and tumah, he does not have that same din as being viewed as two people now. So when it comes to psuleidus, it's just lining up how many people on each side. So if it was an issue of kasher edim, who had the one aid has the koch of two edim in this case, so then these are good questions. Our whole Mishnah is talking about psuleidus. And we're talking about psuleidus, even though we believe one eid echad, they don't have that extra chiddush of ula, that they believe like two. And that's how he gets around all the problems. That's how Rabbi Chiya explained all this. Okay, let's go a little further. 8:30. Should we try and make it to the end of the parak? Should we go for it? Yeah, may as well go for it. Let's go for it. The Gemara says the last three lines here, Ikadami. There is another version of this discussion, Kol Heicha De'asa Eid Echad Kasher Meikara. Whenever an Eid Echad, a Kasher Eid Echad comes from the beginning, Afilu Me'a Nashim Nami Ke'ed Echad Damyam. Even if 100 women come, they are viewed as Eid Echad. What does that mean? What's going on here? So Rashi says the last two lines here, V'ikadami kol heicha is asa eid kasher meikara. When a situation comes, when an eid echad, a kasher eid echad comes from the beginning, v'amar nitmeis, and he says that she was tamei, v'niskabla eiduso, and we accept her eidus in beisdin, v'charkach bo me nashim keid echad damyan. And then afterwards, 100 women come along and say she wasn't tamei. That whole unit of women are viewed as one eid. V'havale kama shnayim. And the first one is viewed as two. Vein dvarv shalecha b'makom shayim veinot shose. So Rabbi Chiya says, and Rabbi Chiya's idea is, that he had the distinction between b'mas achas b'zeh. So all the same halacha is going to apply here as well. Once we trust one aid to view like two, nobody could step up against them. I'm trying to have this fit in all together though. So let's keep reading a little further to the top of Lamed Beis and Aleph now. V'halach b'maiskin, what are we dealing with here in our Mishnah? You go into Asa Isha Meikara. When initially the first aid that came was a woman who came, or any other aid puzzle, to say that this woman was Tamei, and they accepted this aid that's in Bezdin. So therefore, if two people come afterwards and they are going to be machishit and deny it, she will be rejected. So Rashi says in the top here, "Hacha b'mayaskinan dekatani eid echad omer nitmeis, v'shnayim omer lo nitmeis." One says she was tamei, and two says she was not tamei. Ha'isa shows, so we make her drink. V'okimna b'psuleidus. We're talking about in the Mishnah someone who's pasuleidus. U'bein b'asachas bein b'zachazek k'rabbi Nechemya. Whether they come at the same time or come one after the next, it's going to be shose. So what's going on here? Let's put this together now. Let's read a little bit further in the Gemara now. V'tirta l'Rabbi Nechemya hachi, Rabbi Nechemya omer, kol makom she'amina tor eid echad halach achar rov deos v'asa shnei nashim k'bisha achas k'shnei anashim b'isha echad aval shtei nashim b'isha echad ki palgav hagadami. So let's figure out what's going on here right now. So we're trying again, let's backtrack for a moment. We're trying to figure out Rabbi Chiya. Rabbi Chiya says, in a case of two versus one, if two said Tameh and one said not, that wasn't the case. The case of one versus one, right? Right, the one versus two case, which one says Tame and two says Tahor. So we said before, one Tame, the one Tame is viewed as two. One viewed as two. The case of one versus one. Tame versus Tahor. Who do you believe? So Ula says that since we give koach to the eid echad, who says Tameh, so he's viewed as two now, so the one tar can't go up against that. So the way the Mishnah should be read is one versus one, it should really be not to drink. We trust the eid echad who's Tameh, who says Tameh. So therefore there's no drinking. But comes along Rabbi Chiya. Rabbi Chiya says no. we will believe, even one versus one, will say you should still drink. Because when they come to Vasacha, at the same time, we don't trust the Eid Echad who says Tameh just yet. They're really up against each other, so they count each other out, and we make them drink. That's what he had said before. And then we had asked the question on him. We had this whole mission that seemed to imply that one versus one, you would not drink. And then he said, wait a second, the other mission says one versus one, you would drink. So there is a stira. And he ended up answering again that whenever the Torah believes one aid, when it comes to psuli aidus rather, we don't give the koach of ula. It just lines up the shitas. But now we're trying to give a different answer now, that it's possible to say that when the aid echad came in issue, it was an aid kosher. Now an aid kosher, the first one came was an aid kosher, and we filed it away as being a good aidus, as two, then 100 women come later on, those 100 women cannot stand up against the Eid Echad who was kosher, who was stored away in the first place. Fine, how's answering all the question? And the Mishnah is talking about a situation that when a woman came in the first case, when a woman came in the first place, so then that woman does not have the koach of the Eid Echad. How's this a different answer? I don't get how this is different. It sounds like the same thing. I'm not following this.
It's a case where a woman came first and said the sota was defiled, and two invalid witnesses disputed her. So even though the single witness was already accepted by the court, we followed the majority of the opinions.
Even in the case of Zach or Zeh, initially Rabbi Nechemia said, B'Zach or Zeh, we don't trust the later Edom. Here we're saying, even though we trusted her in the beginning, if later on other psul edus come, they can, we follow majority. Okay. And then the Gemara continues to explain, v'tarta the Rabbi Nechemia hachi. And the way he explained Rabbi Nechemia now, not Rabbi Chi, but Rabbi Nechemia, that he says, kol makom she'amina Torah eid echad, halacha achar rav deos, and also shtai nashim b'isha achas, kishnei nashim b'isha echad, aval shtei nashim b'isha echad, kipalga palgidami. We'll have to stop here enough, so I just may review this for next time. I'm not saying Rabbi Nechemia here. Byron, we need your help here.
They have a summary here, if you want.
Yeah?
If all the witnesses came at the same time, they negate each other.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, the soda must drink because there's doubt.
Okay.
If they came at different times, mm-hmm. and the valid witness came first and said she was defiled, he has the strength of two witnesses.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas the invalid ones who came later to contradict him are collectively viewed as only one, thus his testimony stands.
Okay.
If two invalid witnesses said she was defiled, and one valid witness said she was not defiled, his testimony is equal to theirs, and the matter reversed to a state of to a suffix.
Okay, so again, try to go through this one more time. Ula says that one versus one, you always trust the Eid Tameh. Because Eid Tameh has the koach from the Torah to be believed in this koach of Shtaim. So it ends up being, in essence, at least conceptually, two versus one. We trust the two. Because the Eid Echad Tameh is believed like two. And when the Mishnah says drink, it's a mistake. It really should be not to drink. When the Mishnah says one versus one, the halacha really should be not to drink. Because we trust the Eid Echad Tameh like two. And since she's Tameh, there's no drinking. That's how Ula changes the Girsa. Rabbi Chia says that no, one versus one, we still make her drink. We still make her drink. What doesn't Ula say when the Echad Tameh is believed like two? He says, no, it's only Bezachar Zeh. When first Eid Echad says Tameh and it's filed away, so then that's a case of Tameh and it's Kochatu, and then someone who later on comes cannot invalidate the first Eid Tameh. They come at the same time, Eid versus Eid, Tameh versus Tar, they end up canceling each other out. Fine. So then what's the Mishnah talking about? So he says the whole Mishnah of two versus one, one versus two, all those different things, right? Two say Tameh, one says Tahor, or two say Tahor, one says Tameh. Those cases, we wanted to make diukim about what that implies about one versus one. That's just telling us that the Mishnah is referring to Psulei Eidus. And when it comes to Psulei Eidus, we just line up the numbers. The majority always wins. If two say Tameh, one says Tahor, Tameh. If, however, two say Tahor, and one says Tameh, then it's really Tahor. Not to make any diukim about what it implies, one versus one, it's just to simply to teach us about, we're talking Psulei Eidus, it always goes based on Rov Deos. That's the first understanding of Rabbi Chia. Now, this Igad Amri is trying to say something else, a different interpretation of our Mishnah, of two versus one, of Tameh versus Tahor versus Tahor versus Tameh. So we're trying to try this one last time. We'll try to get this one in. It's 8:45. So Igad Amri again. Let's read this in the bottom of Lamed Aleph and Beis and get this in. Kol heicha da'asa eid echad kasher meikara. Whenever a kasher eid comes from the beginning, and we believe him that she, that woman was Tameh, afilu mei anashim nami kim keid echad damin. That was as Harry is explaining, that once we store away that one aid, a kasher aid, that she was Tameh, he's just filed like two, and no psula aidus could fight up against him. It's already filed away, it's done. And then it says, so, v'hach b'may skin, so what exactly is the Mishnah referring to when we say two versus one, one versus two? So that's talking about kigon da'asa isha meikara. When the first aid was a woman, a apostle aid comes to say she was Tameh in the beginning, and her aidus was accepted. If later on two aidim come, they can always knock her out, because in the world of psula aidus, nothing ever gets filed away as done, as one aid can never equal two in the world of psula aidus. It always goes about numbers. So if one woman says this, and then later two women say something else, we trust the two women later on. It's all about numbers. That's what the Mishnah is referring to. Okay. And now the problem is you have to explain Rabbi Nechemi's Shita, though. Because now Rabbi Nechemiah says, "V'tirta l'Rabbi Chia hachi." You have to reinterpret Rabbi Nechemiah and say as follows: Rabbi Nechemiah holds kol makom sheheminu Torah eid echad halach achar rov deos. Whenever a Torah believes one aid, we always have to go based on the full numbers. So you have to read the second line now: "Va'asu shtei nashim b'ish achas kishnei nashim b'ish echad." Because he gave it in different interpretation. He said two women up against one man. Up against one woman is like two men up against one man. Aval shtei nashim b'ish echad ki palga pagadami. Then it's equal. Right? Two women are equal to one man, because a man, a kasher aid, has the ability to be two in this world. Women don't have. Only kasher aid have the ability. So one aid is equal, one man is equal to two men. And two actual women, that's when they're equal to each other. That's how we're interpreting it. Be paga paga, half and half. And that's how we reinterpret Rabbi Nechemiah's understanding of this line. And the Gemara says, concluding the parak now, V'tarte b'psula eidus lamali. Why does the Mishnah have to give two different cases of teaching the same halacha? That two say Tameh, and one says Tahor. And a case of two say Tahor, and one says Tameh. Why two different scenarios? If we're talking about psula eidus, we already know the klal, you always go based on the rov. Whether the Rov is saying Tameh or whether the Rov is saying Tahor, we always follow the Rov. So why give two different scenarios? It's really the same exact klal, underlying principle. So Gemara says, in concluding the Peperek, Mao de Seima, what would you have thought? Ki azlinen baser Rov deos l'chumra. Maybe you only follow the Rov when it comes to l'chumra. becomes a chumrah this way, that she should have to drink. That's the chumrah. Avalakula, but to trust the rove, that she shouldn't drink lo azlina. Maybe we won't follow the rove there. Kamash malam, we always follow the rove. Whether the rove is saying something lechumrah, that she should drink, or whether the rove is saying something cool, she shouldn't drink, we always follow the rove. When it comes to the world of psuleidas, it always goes based on rove deos. Hajin lach mishakina. Okay, we made it through. Baruch Hashem, there's no time. There's no pressure of time. A little bit confused.